best of the hydrants is one part of town. Second story. Well, apart from the first one, some of the punks have been too good.
Yeah, they really are.
I mean, I was a big conversation.
I have to have to deny that.
They are.
He does it now. He is making them in his own defense.
That's right.
I think, as a matter of fact, this whole business of presenting this event to Vietnam, to me, is the most interesting thing in this country's life. The ALS is representing the MPM industry.
I had another idea, though. I think he's right. I think you ought to leave him on for a job.
Well, I also particularly since, I don't know,
I understand.
I am aware of that.
You have another reason.
Goddamn right.
That's right.
And another thing, we can't talk up here to Henry One.
Henry isn't. And he's in response to this stuff.
I don't trust Henry at all.
No, I do not trust him at all.
Well, that's what I thought when the tell story came out. But, because, see, I think Henry was worried about,
I think he did it for a totally different purpose. I think he's afraid that Earl and I are sitting here putting Conley in to throw him out.
That's right.
And he's so damn paranoid about all this stuff that I'm...
But
I think
what about
keep Henry out of this discussion for a while. I must say he's gone and so forth. But
what about
I should have told Bill that in Florida we didn't even discuss our business.
I told Henry Kissinger. I told him
we didn't even discuss it. It was
only
a long time to discuss it.
Bill was
but Bill's right. He is sensitive about that. But what do you think are the arguments that
I think the argument that he comes up with is mainly his. I think it won't be as much of a problem, but it will be with some of the others.
Yeah.
But this thing of making it look like we made a decision and then called these people up one at a time.
I'm chopping.
The problem is you can't fool those guys.
Oh, that's right.
So what I think has to be done is
they've got to come up and get the reorganization pitch.
Right.
Maybe we ought to have a little different pattern. Maybe you ought to see them for a few minutes when they arrive. Then you ought to ask them to get the reorganization pitch. We ought to go through that with them. Then they ought to come back and talk to you about their views on stuff. And be told before they come back what your view is as to where they come out on it. And then talk about it. Now, some of them it's going to work. We've got to go back to the drawing board on this. We've got to go back to each. The key point that he makes really is that you got to handle each one of these individually
on a totally separate basis
in a way that is frankly humane.
That's right.
I thought this is what we were doing.
I thought it was too.
But Bill's reaction being so violent.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing though.
When I went down the list, I said, well, Bill, who else? You know, it's hard to find.
Well, and you should dispose of that. Well, there's no problem with Ron because he said he's been resigning.
Ron
just said he's been resigning.
But then you say that. I said, what about Mike?
What would you do about
Mike? I can't chop him off.
You got my money? He has a double standard here. One standard for Rogers, one for the Rebels.
And I pointed out to him that I told him to come to mine. I said, you know, after all, Dick Mike, he's worked like hell for my nomination in 1968. Bill Rogers did.
That's right.
Bill Rogers did nothing to earn this seat.
But on the other hand, there is a reason for his stay. It has nothing to do with all the rest. It has to do with this presentation in Vietnam.
And frankly, I think there's got to be some de-Kissingerizing this whole thing. I have Henry's.
I had no.
In his case,
I hadn't realized the deputy thing was true. As it is. So that means you have an extra post at stake.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why not make Rush the Undersecretary for Economic Affairs, which would be a perfectly logical post for him to go into, and a perfectly logical post for him to move to Secretary from?
Yeah.
And make Casey the Deputy Secretary now, who is the guy you would keep as Deputy Secretary under Rush, and let him start grinding his axe right now under Rogers. And let Rogers take a little of the heat for some of the blood. With the idea that you're not then committed to moving Rush up, but you're able to.
Right.
By June, you may have somebody else you want to make Secretary of State. You may have Kissinger out of here. You may want to consider moving Conley in by then.
But That's the thing that intrigued the hell out of me about this, is that there's that possibility. Plus, you got Bill locked on a June 1st resignation. And it may be better to do it that way.
I don't want it, but on the other hand, I can't leave. You can't tell Henry, but you can't tell anybody. Main thing is, tell Henry. Because
don't tell anybody or it'll get to Henry.
Yeah. So the thing to do is to simply say, well, we're going to put Stewart on next to changes from KC, and that's the undersecretary.
The deputy secretary, the number two man, puts him ahead of Rush, but that's all right. Can't do that.
All right.
Make Rush the deputy and make KC the economic.
Okay. And then you will hold up.
And then we'll
and then you get Casey over there in the position and the department working the economics.
And he will now he's my SEC man now, so he's an economic.
Anyways, remember that's why you have it. We had it thought. I would put Rush in as the deputy secretary. I would put Casey in as the economic man. You know, one thing about Bill is passion about Irwin. Of course, Irwin is a sweetheart, but he did contribute a lot. I just flung Irwin out to it. I'd either put him on the court or give him a bachelorship, right? Of course, he's worth it. He should see some title, but he's $100,000 in tribute. Don't you agree that to move him out of here would be a mistake at this point? Fairly apart from his own guy. I hate to agree because his basis is for the wrong.
So his motivation is for all the wrong reasons.
Motivation.
His case is
so. His motivation is the same that every other member of the cabinet's going to let me stay a few months longer.
He's the same as clients, let's face
it. Isn't it? Everybody else involved.
Colson's the same. Everybody wants to stay a few months and then it won't look so bad.
Isn't it look bad?
No.
It would look bad if they felt they were being chopped off, but the point is we are changing so many different
ways. We've got
Roger Martin is the only one that I see the problem. I'd say, now look, Rock, this is the way it's going to be. Under the circumstances, would you like to stay? Or would you like Canada?
Well, that's what you said you wanted to do. That's
sure.
You said we would prefer to get him out, but we wouldn't want to force him out.
Okay. I'd say, Rock, if you want to stay, you can. Or I'm ready to go to Canada or name it. But, because I don't want you to feel it.
Volpe, I think you got a hard line.
Well, Volpe is going to offer.
Just to say, John, it's your terms up.
That's right.
Make the change there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to send you to Italy and I can do it now.
John, we need you in Italy at this time, more than we need you here.
That's a little signal to the Italians in this country that you're the symbolic Italian leader in this country. You need to be ambassador.
Right. You know what would really be salutary if some of the other cabinet officers come up and act, frankly, happy about this sort of different bill. The bill's quite the bill that they're all going to be hard. I suppose maybe they're all shook up because we have put out this stuff. And I guess it is. The fact is, have these stories been that bad, though?
No, what do you mean? They'll mean that Jerry Warren has put out stories to the effect that Jerry Warren said that you were in, this was the Key Biscayne story one day where it said that you were in Florida after a meeting working on the reorganization planning, and one day they played it on Ehrlichman and me on something or other, and the other day they played it on Ehrlichman, or on I guess Ehrlichman and me and Kissinger, and they didn't say meeting with you.
Yeah.
He just put out a thing that Kissinger and Ehrlichman and I had spent, so many hours into the night.
Probably wasn't very smart, was
it? Probably wasn't.
Yeah. We didn't need the story, that's the point.
Well, we thought we did at the time, I guess. John's been programming, and he's doing it now. Maybe we ought to look at what we're putting out here. Maybe we're sending the wrong signals.
My inclination is to not put out anything.
Well, now we're in good shape anyway, because what we put out is your meeting with the cabinet officers. And that's good. No way to argue about that. You said you're
going to say this. I do think I want to get the cabinet officers met with fast now, as fast as we can. Get some up Saturday,
okay,
if you can,
one after another,
okay, and get them knocked off. Let's get it knocked off. Now, I did that with the notice. I wasn't about to let Bill know who I was putting that to the FBI, but I told the police chief, but I didn't let him know. See, this is where Henry or some other less subtle people would have missed the boat. I didn't mention Warner Washington to him, so I said to him, I get a black. I just different. Otherwise, Bill, the minute you put it up, then he want to second guess it. But now on this one, I'm not going to ask him. I'm just going to say that that's the hammer I'm going to. What is Bill's feeling about it? That he really feels it's good. My niece is like the department's in bad shape with her master. He constantly cuts everybody down. Except himself, but he constantly, of course, knocks this business about young people in this. But goddammit, Bill has always done that, but he says he doesn't appeal to the young people.
Well, that's the old Mitchell repression issue, and then the corruption. Corruption, IT&T is tied to that, and then the fact that he didn't do a thorough investigation. Watergate, I mean, he's Clint Eastwood's been the victim. You know, as you're trying to hit you. They did him on all this stuff. It is a problem. But they did all of us. They hit everybody the closer they get to you and hit harder, the better they.
Bill has a legitimate point, though, on the Kissinger thing.
Sure.
We know that part of it is because it's turned on him. But Bill is concerned about me, too. And frankly,
he's right.
Frankly, somebody has got to talk to him a little about this. I don't think you have, but he's got to be talked to through.
A lot of it has just happened to press him. False, Kissinger doesn't do anything to discourage him. He is not one with a passion for anonymity. That's just for damn sure.
Except among sophisticates. Sophisticates will say, well, Henry Kissinger did. And Bill, as Bill was saying, well, it's how the history is written. I suppose the historians will try to do that. But I also will write a little history someday. My mind. Yeah. play it that way because we don't want to lame duck him at a time that he is doing this testimony. But it's all worked out.
For a while, I think that you don't make a change in state. And you cutter. That's going to be a signal people are going to be looking for. Is are you going to make a move in the State Department? You don't. But you are making some underneath, and that'll show some signals. The other thing, though, is that doesn't matter. You can ride out 6 months of that, because you'll be riding in the Vietnam settlement. Yeah, and then you make the changes and say, what matters is what people think 3 years from now, not what they think 3 months from now.
Right. This 6 month period, we'll say, no, I'm not making any change because we've got some ongoing things that
can capitalize on us, which is to make some sense out of the PR point of your foreign policy success that you don't kick that in the ass. And conversely, we can make some mileage, I think, out of our domestic policy failure. And kick some people because of that, which would argue for not worrying too much.
I think
if you have to sit down with Ron,
I think you should sit and go comment that.
Yeah. I will fire it back in the back of his mind, too.
Yeah. And we'll say, now, John, this British much in mind that in the middle of the year, this might open. Have a good rush. Must not tell him.
No promise, brother.
Secretary of State.
Right.
So I want to move over here to this position because of the change.
I think the talk was very valuable.